Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Allison Rivera as we talk about ELDs and hours of service in just a moment. It's the 24th annual big event at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. It'll be happening the 14th and 15th of August. Friday afternoon, the 14th, they'll be selling 280 head, including fall calving females and spring calving pairs. And on Saturday the 15th, 11 a.m., we'll start the big event sale. 300 plus lots will be selling. Come to the ranch for the sale or watch on SLA TV, Dish 997, or on the internet, liveauctions.tv. For more information, go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches. Big event.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
We've talked several times over the last couple of years with Allison Rivera, Executive Director of Governmental Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, about the issue of ELDs and hours of service. We caught up with her at the recent Summer Cattle Industry Business Meeting, and she gave us the latest update.
You know, the message that we continue to push and that even members of Congress have mentioned very recently is that right now, more so than ever, we need flexibility in hauling livestock. We need flexibility in order to get those backlogs down and make sure that we can put product on the grocery store shelves, which is what people are still looking for. So we continue to work on the ELD delay through the appropriations process. You know, the House is moving forward with their package. The Senate is still kind of working on things as well. Obviously, it gets a little tricky when we get into the August timeframe, but we're going to continue to work on that delay.
Now, I guess do we have a need to get this done before the end of the current 116th Congress?
So our current ELD delay ends on September 30th. Oh, so okay. We will need to have, for many reasons, we will need to have some form of the budget in place before September 30th of this year. So the ELDs are in that mix, but who knows? We might see a continuing resolution once again.
And so at this point, we really don't have a whole lot of status change on what producers have been used to. Allison, I know there's an exemption from the Department of Transportation regarding hours of service. Where do we stand on that?
It started out, it's a 30-day by 30-day extension of this emergency declaration. And I will say that it started out very broad, and they have continued to kind of shrink it down. But the one area that they haven't shrunk down too much is livestock feed and live haul. So we're very grateful that we continue to talk to FMCSA about the fact that we have a backlog that we need to work on, and that we need that flexibility. So right now, anyone hauling livestock or livestock feed is exempted from hours of service, which is very helpful for our producers.
Right. You mentioned the fact that you've been kind of watching on behalf of the association, the infrastructure discussions. They really aren't much more hardly than discussions are.
You know, we worked very closely with the House Transportation Committee as they marked up their bill. Unfortunately, this bill had a lot of pieces to it that were not very beneficial to our industry and somewhat unrelated to infrastructure, if you ask our industry. But, you know, we continue to push that back in 150. We continue to push it on the Senate side, where I think we have lots of support. You know, the good news is there is a lot of support amongst, you know, many ag groups, but as well as members of Congress for that, to add that back end 150 air mile exemption. So that's been our biggest push. We will continue to push that. The hope is, even with everything going on, we will still see an infrastructure package. If we don't see it before the end of the year, or, you know, before the election, we are going to need to get one done. It just might be a little bit later than we expected.
NCBA's Allison Rivera. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The OCA Ranch Rodeo is coming up on August 21st and 22nd at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. This event features 12 historic Oklahoma ranch teams in head-to-head competition for bruises and bragging rights. Chairman of the rodeo, Weston Gibbons, says this is cowboys helping kids.
It's a ranch rodeo with a cause. You can go find ranch rodeos to go to around the state, but there's a lot of things special about this ranch rodeo. What we do with the money generated, we give that money to the Children's Miracle Network.
Tickets to the ranch rodeo are available online at okcattlemen.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.